The scripture for today is the lectionary gospel. It's from the gospel of John. This part is called the prologue. You hear these words quite often. Not all of them, but some of them. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of humanity, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.'" From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart and who has made him known. Every year, we spend much time and energy preparing for the coming of the Messiah. Every year we note how Christmas commercialism, the decor, the shopping, the Grinch, Saint Nick have all just kind of melded into one big Christmas ball. The old hymn puts it this way: "Come thou, long expected Jesus." In ancient Israel, over 2,000 years ago, they had been waiting for a Messiah, for the prophesied Messiah from the house of David. Many had claimed Messiahship and proved lacking. Remember in that wonderful, wonderful musical, Jesus Christ Superstar, Pontius Pilate is heard to remark, "You Jews produce messiahs by the sackful." Jeremiah, Isaiah, Micah, Hosea, Daniel, Zechariah, all of the major and minor prophets prophesied about a time in the future when the Messiah of God would return and would rule on earth. That would be called a theocracy. That time has not come. John had a different understanding, though. John was raised in the school of Greek philosophy, and he was able to bring an understanding to words and phrases that were a little different. He writes, "In the beginning was the Word." Now, if he had been Hebrew, the word he might have used would might have been Dabar, God's word in the Old Testament. But the word he used was Logos. In the beginning was the Logos. And that literally meant, the word Logos literally means, I say. It came to mean in the Greek philosophy world, wisdom. But the literal meaning of it was, I say. Well, then what does the book of Genesis say? What does Genesis mean? The beginning. How does the book of Genesis, the beginning, begin? In the beginning, of course. In the beginning, God created. You know those words. John began. In the beginning was the Word. What that means is that God spoke the universe into being. The literal power of I say, when the I is God the Creator, the power was the beginning of everything that is. And then John continues, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. God sends messengers who are inspired to speak a word. You're one of those messengers. God has inspired you to speak a word about God on occasion. You're looking at me with a curious stare. You don't believe that? You don't believe that you are a messenger of God and God has a word for you to speak? Remember when we talked about love in the communion? Every time you help feed someone, every time you provide a gracious word to someone, every time you do a good deed. And what are good deed doers called? Good deed doers. Silly. I'm sorry. But we are all sent. We are all sent. You see, John, the particular one in this passage who was sent, John was already famous when Jesus began to preach. He wore funny clothes and he ate bugs. His message was what? One word. Yes. The story goes, a man had hired some folks to paint his house and they cheated him. They brought paint that had been all watered down. And when they painted the house, in the end, it just looked awful. It was runny. It wouldn't do. And you know what he told those painters? Repaint, you thinners. I apologize for that. That was in a book of old preacher jokes. I thought I qualified being an old preacher. Yeah. John invited people to step outside of themselves and give their lives to God. That's what repent means. It literally means to change directions. Repentance does not mean to say with a forlorn face, I'm so sorry. It means to change direction so that no longer will saying I'm sorry be necessary when it comes to that particular action. And then we hear the Word became flesh and lived among us. You see, what was going on is that they were expecting a different kind of Messiah. They were expecting a kingly Messiah in the lineage of David to come riding into town, well, on a donkey, because that's what he was supposed to do from the Old Testament. But nonetheless, he was to come in physical power and release them from bondage at that time to the Romans. But you see, they got so much more and they couldn't recognize it. Has that ever happened to you when you had your expectations so spelled out in detail that when the grace-filled moment came, you didn't recognize it? Oh, of course you have. They got so much more. John describes it this way. John describes it as the light which was the light of all people. And the light was the source of life. And the life was the source of the light. It is wisdom beyond wisdom. It is logic beyond logic. How, we might ask, do you describe the indescribable? Or is it undescribable? We can only use the meager words that we have, right? The words that we possess to describe the Word which is life. This, in a nutshell, is our task. First of all, to accept the life, which is the light to all people. Secondly, to repent, you sinners. That means to change direction or to have a course correction when necessary. To change direction in our lives to reflect the light that we've been given. Once a skeptic asked, how do you expect me to believe in your Redeemer when I cannot see that you have been redeemed? Ouch. Thirdly, to share the light with others in our path. Light is such a powerful symbol, is it not? Light moves out from its source to illumine the dark places. And it also attracts those living in darkness to seek out the light. And then finally, repeat is necessary. That's what we've been called to do. It is my goal, as I know it is yours, to make 2020 a wonderful banner year in the life of our church family. We have been given the joyous task of sharing the light and the life we have been given. To share that with our community. Mark, Saturday, January 25th. Do not make me come get you. We will come together for a time to begin to plan how that we can take these wonderful words of life and share them with our little corner of the world. Amen.